Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. It's a look at higher ed today. We're going to go down to South Carolina, talk to the folks at Denmark Technical College down there and how they're using a program called U-Science. That's Y-O-U. U-Science, which helps bridge the skills gap for kids in college, and we'll talk about if it's useful in high school as well, to workforce needs. In other words, matching students to their career and then having the education fill in the gap so that they can move forward in that. It's going to be really an interesting show, and I'm looking forward, okay, to talking to our guests, Edson Barton and also Dr. Clifton Miles from Denmark Technical College. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. That's our consortium for equity over ace-ed.org. Our podcasts are there. Our magazine, Equity and Access, is there. All kinds of interesting information, including a link to our new website, which is called seltoday.org. It's all about social emotional learning. Check it all out. We love it when you do that. A lot of people visit us all the time. We hope you're included in that, ace-ed.org and seltoday.org. Without further ado, I think we're going to go to South Carolina and also out west to Utah, where life elevated, as it says on their license plates. So let me say hello to Mr. Barton. Hello, Edson. Are you there?
I'm here. Thank you, Larry.
It's a pleasure, to have you here, sir. How's life in life elevated country? Is it elevated today?
I was going to say it is elevated. It's beautiful here today with just a skip of snow in the mountains and just preparing for ski season.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. It's just a beautiful place, Utah. And Clifton, can I call you Clifton, Dr. Miles? Is that all right?
Yes, that's fine, Larry. And how are you doing today?
I'm fine, my man. How are you down in South Carolina? What's going on down there? Is it still hot? Is it still hot down there,
no,
or
sir,
is it spring?
We're transitioning into the winter weather, but it's a beautiful day today, and it's right between the hot and the cold.
Right. And, you know, when you guys call cold, I just want you to know I live in Maine, so don't come up here in February and March. All right?
I know that's right.
Yeah, please. You'll be wearing the hood. You'll be wearing your hood, and you'll be wearing your sweatshirt when it's 55 degrees. So don't come up here.
You're right.
I know
you're
you guys
right
down
that.
There. It's great. And by the way, I just want to make mention of the fact we're going to go visit Clifton at where he's VP of Administration and Innovation at Denmark, South Carolina Technical College. All right. We were supposed to have Dr. Willie Todd, their president. Okay. And he couldn't make it today. He's feeling a little bit under the weather. So thank you, Clifton, for sitting in with us. I appreciate it. And you're going to love your insights.
Anytime, and I bring greetings on behalf of Dr. Todd as well.
Yeah, and I wish him well. Hope he's not too sick. It's just a little common cold, okay? And we'll go from there, all right?
Yes, sir.
Good enough. Okay, Edson, tell us about U-Science, which people might think is a science thing, but it's not. It's more, if I may, aptitude, matching careers, and all that sort of stuff. Tell us about this and how you founded it and all that.
Yeah, you bet. You know, really a good way to think about it is the science of you and really trying to get to understand an individual. You know, U-Science, our mission statement, which obviously a lot of companies have mission statements, but we take ours really seriously. And just the short form of it is to empower intentional individual success. And that's what we're really focused on, is trying to help an individual from a very young age, starting as early as middle school, think about who they are at a deeper level. What are their inherent interests? But deeper than that is what are their inherent aptitudes? Because that gets to the heart of who they really are, and are they going to find joy and satisfaction in doing something for the rest of their career? We then connect that into the pathways of middle school and high school and guide all of that data then, guiding them into the proper post-secondary program. And I say that pretty specifically, post-secondary program rather than just college programs, because not everybody can find success in a four-year institution. It's what is their intentional success supposed to be. And so we're guiding it towards that point. And then, very importantly, we connect it all to their ultimate career. And that's been one of the things that's been missing in education for some time, is that direct connection between what an individual is inherently naturally good at, what are they learning, and then what are they going to do with that for the rest of their lives. And so we make that connection on a very longitudinal basis for individuals.
And I have several questions. You answered one of them. I was going to ask you, is it for middle school, high school as well? And you answered that in the affirmative, right? Am I right?
Yes, yes, that's correct. And we have a couple of different products that help with that. But really the intent there is that understanding the needs of those different groups is critical to understanding how we can help them be successful. So at a middle school level, right, their knowledge and understanding of both themselves, but also the larger world around them, is fairly limited. And so at that point, it's about larger exposure, helping them think about the world in a bigger way and think about who they are in a bigger way as well. So many kids at that age, right, what's most important to them is the latest sports that they're into, or, you know, the game that they were into at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really critical that we open up their vision at that point and say, hey, there's more to you than what meets the eye, if you want to take a kind of that approach.
Yeah.
There's something deep there. There's something really important about you. And we want to reinforce that message. We want to reinforce that message over and over that you're important. You're special. You have skills. You have aptitudes. You have something that the rest of us want. Let's figure that out. Let's make sure that we can help you on your right path. Because too many of us
You also have the power to make yourself happy for the rest of your life if you know what makes you. You can steal that line and use it in your advertising, by the way. Okay?
There you go.
It's true.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, and Edson, let me ask you, okay, what are you? And I don't mean that in a sarcastic way. Are you a school psychologist? Are you a psychologist? Are you a researcher? Are you an educator? What are you? What's your company? How did it come up with all this? And I don't mean that sarcastically.
I'm just a dumb kid from Utah, you know.
I don't believe that.
You know, my issue was I was just my personal story and why I started the company was I was an individual who in middle school and high school that I loved to learn. I'm not different from anybody else, but unfortunately, like too many of us, I took the option of saying, if it was important to me, then I'll do awesome at it. If it's not important to me, I'm out. And so my mother always joked that I earned A's or D's, and there was just no in-between for me. And unfortunately, that's not far from the truth. But I, you know, as I grew and as I went into college and started my career, I started to realize and really think about this issue that I wasn't alone. I thought that I was unique, but unfortunately, that's the majority of individuals.
That's right.
That we are looking for some deeper meaning in education, and it's there, but we don't make it very relevant to the individual. And if it doesn't have that relevancy, then we don't pay attention to it. And we of course, understand that as adults, we don't do anything that we don't really want to do. But for some reason, we tend to not think that way about young people. And yet they're hypersensitive to those things. And so on the converse, you know, if we can actually make something relevant, important, and engaging for students, and that doesn't mean entertaining all the time, they just want to be engaging. And if we can do it that way, it changes everything for a student. You know, we know that if you find a student and get them into the right pathway, into the right thing that is important to them, they'll walk through walls to learn that. Right. And we almost just have to get out of their way is the more important thing. And
good way
let
to
them
put it.
Run because they'll do it.
That's a good way to put
Sorry.
It. And I'll just say there should be a joy to learning. There should be a joy to it. And if we can capture that, we're in good shape. This is really interesting. I want to remind everybody, it's uscience.com. All right. Now, I want to go – let's go over, okay, over to across the country. About the same latitude there, I think. Across the country, okay, go over to Denmark, South Carolina. Clifton, tell us about where you work. Denmark Technical College, Denmark, South Carolina. Tell us what it is, who goes there, what it's like, et cetera.
Well, I'm here at Denmark Technical College. We are located in rural South Carolina, which is in the southern part of South Carolina. We are a historically black college that is a technical college. We're the only one of our kind in the state of South Carolina.
Huh.
We serve three of the poorest counties in the state, Bamberg, Allendale, and Barnwell counties. And we provide an exceptional opportunity to change generational opportunities within this particular region. And so we are located on 53 acres here in Bamberg County. And we have two instructional sites in our other counties that we serve, students that are for credit and non-credit students to be able to connect to what it is that they want to do in the world. And that is what we do. We provide opportunities, we empower, we engage, and we educate, as which is stated in our mission. That is what we do here at Denmark Technical College.
And how long have you been there as VP of Administration and Innovation, if I may ask?
Well, I've had several roles. I started out as the Director of Academic Support, and I've been the Executive Vice President for Administration and Innovation for the last 2 years under the new president, which is Dr. Todd. Our current president, yes.
Cool. And how many kids go there? Students. I shouldn't say kids, but I'll say that all the time. How many students?
Yes, and we have a variety of students, some that are starting out directly from high school and some that are not traditional that decided that I now want to change the direction or the impact that I want to make in the world, so I'm going to do something different. So right now we're sitting at 620 students on our campus.
And is it? Can I use the? I know you're a technical college. Do you serve it like the community college? How do you define technical college versus community? If there's a difference.
In my understanding is that most community colleges provide focus around the transfer programs. We do transfer programs as well, but we focus a lot of our energies around the technical, the career and technical programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so you will see that the difference is that there's a major emphasis on the technical aspect of getting students into the technical careers at a technical college.
And what's the big major, if I may ask?
It can vary depending upon which industry you want to go in. We have associate degrees. We have 10 associate degrees. We have 4 diplomas. We have 14 certification programs. But to give you a highlight of some of the programs that we have, like nursing, we have engineering, we have electromechanical engineering, we have human services, we have barbering and cosmetology. You can go into accounting or computer information technology, just to name a few. But we have a variety of programs, 32
good.
In all, to offer students an opportunity to find what their niche in the world will be.
And all I can say is that I know we're going to get really serious here. If they really want to make a lot of money and understand STEM, please become a plumber. Become a plumber. And when you do, call me. Call me. You'll make $150 grand a year, and Larry always needs a plumber. Call me.
That's right. That's right. And that's
I'm
what
not
we
kidding.
Try to share with our we try to share with our students that there are opportunities that exist for them to have the entrepreneur spirit and be able to create companies and go out there and make a living where they can make plentiful of money.
Exactly right. Which brings us full circle. How did you discover uscience?
Well, my journey.
Clifton, how are you using it?
How
did you discover it? Go ahead. Yeah, I mean to interrupt.
Yeah, my journey may be very different. Being a former elementary, middle, and high school principal, I was making a transition in a job at the time, and when I decided to go back to the high school level, I had an opportunity. A senator wanted to change the plight of what was happening around career opportunities in the state of Georgia. So I served on an educational committee that was statewide, and that was my introduction to youth science. So you, as you can see, I've been dealing with youth science for some time now. This has been a journey of mine. So I've actually worked with youth science at three different institutions, when I say in higher education. And so everywhere I go, I've been singing the praises of what this does to make a difference for our students and how it helps to guide students to connect the dots around what their fundamental purpose is in the world. And so when I got to Denmark Technical College as the Director of Academic Support Services, I asked the then Vice President of Academic Affairs and Student Services, which was Dr. Todd, could we afford this opportunity to our students so that we can have real conversations with them about getting them to their careers faster?
That's great.
We wanted them to really search within themselves. We understood that a lot of our students came not knowing what it was that they wanted to do in the world. They had heard some notions from parents or friends that I'm good at this and that. And so I said, this is the answer. This is what will revolutionize our approach to dealing with our students and helping them to really find their place to be able to make the right decisions faster to get to the careers. And so that is what we began. We began launching the opportunity. We had to get buy-in from faculty and staff. We had to build the capacity around the faculty and staff to begin implementing this. And then we got the approval from Dr. Todd at that time to make sure that every student that entered the doors would be assessed using the Youth Science Assessment. And not only the assessment, but use the data that we that's yielded from the assessment so that they could connect the dots about themselves. And that is what was most important for us.
And then connecting the dots, okay, to making sure that the school has a curriculum that matches their needs, okay? It makes perfect sense. Faculty buy in and you know, changing things and making it work for the students you have. I think it's great. Okay, thank you, Clifton. That was wonderful, okay? You really had a great career, okay? Yeah, you're doing good. You're doing good, my friend, okay?
Thank you so much.
I mean that. All right. Denmark sounds like the technical school sounds like it's really doing a wonderful job. Okay. Now, back to Utah we go. Okay. You ready, Edson?
I'm ready.
Okay. Good. Jet lag. You sure you're rested? Do you South Carolina, Utah? There aren't that many flights. Okay. So this is a good one. All right. Now, all right. Knowing that, and you've obviously worked with Clifton for a long time, talk to me about the process. What happens when Clifton calls you and says, yeah, we want to work with you, science? Well, what happens next? You just set up a test for all the students? Go through the process.
Yeah, I think first I'll just say Denmark Technical College and Dr. Miles and Dr. Todd, they're just doing tremendous, tremendous work in their area. The differences they've made in such a short period of time there are really outstanding. But to answer your question, you know, really what we do is we sit down with the district, with the colleges, and whoever it is that we're working with and understanding what their needs are in that way. But it's really then to say, okay, what are you doing to help your individual students get this exposure that they need? Do you have the program set up at the right stage in that cycle? And, of course, if they're not doing much, which most are doing something, then it's, okay, where are you doing it? Why are you doing it? And let's see what we can do to improve that process that you're already doing such a great job of. And that's really the focus. And so we'll help move into and recommend different things. Of course, we spoke just briefly that it's very important to start in middle school and helping the districts understand that if they don't properly influence the individual students at that level and help them to see that larger vision, then they're going to choose the wrong programs in high school, and they're going to put themselves in very stereotypical programs that don't help them move to their larger self-worth, if you will. And by the way, a wrong program for one student is the perfect program for another student.
Good point.
And so it's really important that we start at that level. And then we help a district look at that holistically and say, you know, how do we move them then from middle school into high school properly? One thing you might be kind of shocked to know is that every state in the union right now has laws requiring some type of middle school guidance program, a class even, or at least career exploration activities that are done at that middle school. What's shocking, though, is that almost none of that information today actually gets passed to the high school counselor. And so you're almost 100%
relying on that. Let me just say, it may be shocking to you. It's not shocking to me. I'm not shocked at all.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not shocked at all.
Yeah.
Okay, but go ahead. You may continue.
Well,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I think, you know,
I think
all of us who are in the industry, you know, we want to believe that that middle school is connected to high school, and yet they're two very distinct entities.
They sure are.
Inside of a district. Yeah, and that wall between them is pretty tall. And so what we're working to do is break down that wall for the students, for the parents, for the educators themselves to be able to see all that great work that was done in middle school and transfer it properly into the high school and organize their pathways and their programs there. Then again, we have this giant wall in between high school and post-secondary. And so one of the great things that Denmark Technical College is doing is that they're reaching into the high schools and saying, hey, how can we work better together to draw students in so that we don't lose them once they graduate from high school? Because that's such a critical time period for them. And if we're better able to help facilitate that transfer, then everything smooths out. Now, there's lots of programs out there that help that transfer from just a, you know, moving bodies around type of thing. What's fundamentally missing, though, is why a student should be moving from one thing to another, right? Why do I move from middle school into these high school programs? That's a fundamental question that needs to be addressed,
mm-hmm.
and counselors
mm-hmm.
desperately want to answer it, but they haven't had the tools up until now to be able to do so. And then again, as students are transferring, yeah, please.
Yeah, I was going to say what you're talking about, and I know Clifton would agree with me, okay, is basically, which is something very important these days, a personalization of learning. We have the tools, okay, to personalize the learning experience for what each kid needs. That's the equity question. We give each kid what they need, all right,
mm-hmm.
and we have the tools to do that. But we still are not doing it the way we know we should. And basically, when I have to just say all this, when students take a test like at U-Science, what the school district is really doing is customer research, assuming the kids are the customers, the students, okay? And you have to understand your students. You can't just take for granted. Okay, Walmart, as an example, doesn't take their customers for granted. They're constantly trying to figure out what that customer needs. And school districts can learn from that. They really can. And I have to say, I have to ask this. That was my speech for today, by the way, guys. Okay? Now, all right. Now I have to ask this. You're having really good – I know you are – having really good fortune with the U-Science program at Denmark mm-hmm. Technical College, again, everybody, Denmark, South Carolina. So I have to ask, and it's an, I'll ask Clifton this, Dr. Miles, okay?
Yes.
Have you talked to your local school districts and explained to, I'm sure, I bet you have, but I have to ask the question, explained to them all this good stuff you're doing with U-Science, okay? And have they explored the program? What's the connection between you and the students that are obviously coming from the school districts locally in those three counties? Clifton,
how's the
connection?
What is great is that we have a wonderful partnership with the school districts in our area. We actually have students that attend classes on our campus. We have almost up to
close to 200
to 300 students attending
classes on
our campus.
That's
and
great.
We have our faculty that teach in the rural community schools to support the school systems as well. So we're connected to the school system holistically. The most important thing is that with our academic, our student support service area, what we call student success area, They work very diligently along with our dual enrollment coordinators to ensure that every student that we touch in those schools have an opportunity to be exposed to what U-Science can facilitate for them. So we don't discriminate against any student to give them an opportunity to have that level of equity, and I know that's your mantra.
It is.
Very, very important. It's very, very important for us to be able to, when you were talking about what counselors and school districts do, to differentiate and provide that personalized learning for students. Because when you sit down with them individually and have those heart-to-heart conversations about what the data is revealing about your aptitudes and your interests,
yeah,
and how that creates the magic sauce when you match your interests and your aptitudes. Then when you talk about the connection to the standardized process that we put in place with the precision exams and how that helps to inform the curriculum, then you are connecting the pieces, which is the same thing that we did with the Common Core, the same thing that we did with our educational standards across the nation, to be able to facilitate a process for us to be able to know whether or not our students are learning. And that is what this platform is doing. It's providing us an opportunity not only to see whether we're connecting to the industry, but are we actually connecting to the lives of the people that we serve?
Well said. And let me ask you this. You got the research from U-Science, okay? And believe me, I know college professors. They are very independent-minded people, okay? And they're it's like herding cats to get everybody on the same wavelength there, okay? That's every college in the world, okay?
Yes.
So let me ask you, as you got the information from U-Science, now you have to look at the courses you're offering. The teachers may have to change the way some of their agendas are going. How'd that work out?
Well, what happened for us here at Denmark Technical College, when we first came to the institution, we did a needs-based assessment where we did the affinity mapping protocol, where we asked the faculty and the staff, what are those issues that exist? And this is how this came about. And it was actually under what we call guided pathways when we got the data. Guided pathways transform into what we call Panther Pathways today, which was a conceptual framework team that the faculty and the staff all across the institution worked for a year to develop. What are the things that we're going to do to assist our students in being successful, knowing that they come with different experiences, different backgrounds, different age groups, veterans, all these different types of special populations? How do we work with them and give them the best experience possible? So in Panther Pathways, in the first part, we divided it into three components. We had what we call the guided pathways, the career pathways, which was their second year, and the perpetual pathways, which would be the 7 years after they graduate from college, that the college is still engaged. Remember, our mission talks about engaging and educating and empowering. So we had to own up to the promise that we wanted to provide for the students. So with the Panther Pathways, U-Science is the initial stage in that process where we began creating that foundation and the identity of every student that enters our college. And it's so important for us to help them to find themselves so that they can make concrete decisions about what they need to do. And that is what really connected the dots for us. So, yes, when we sold that to the faculty, this was their data that they said, we need to do something about it. All we did was put the pieces together to make it become a reality, and it took us a year to develop the framework, and it was called the Panther Pathways.
And it's working out just fine, I assume, right?
Yes, it's working out wonderfully because, just to give you some idea, it's not just U-Science, but it's a variety of pieces that we're doing. In 2018, we were at 15% for graduation rate, and in 2021, we're at 34%. That's 19% graduation rate increase. And our placement rate in 2016-17, we were at 71. We're now at 89% in our placement rate. And in our retention, we were at 16% in 17, and we had 51% in retention here on our campus. It's because of programs like this, when people buy in to the people that they work with and that they live with, and they touch the hearts of the students in a way that can be transformational, what is the testament to what we do here at Denmark Technical College, and that is why you see the value added in the data that I just shared with you.
You are exactly right, and that's exactly the point of all this, okay, is that if you do the consumer research, and I hate to break down students as consumers, but let's just use that for today. If you do the consumer research, take the data and actually change things, look at the numbers that pop. Okay, and it the first step, that journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, and that first step, as a great example, is U-Science. You got to start with that. And let me go back to Utah for a second. Okay, Edson, you give the students exams, and I think you started to do a new exam. I have a note here they gave me that says something about precision exams. Does that? Can you talk about that? And how the testing? I think that's you, Edson, as opposed to Cliff. But
it is, yeah.
I think, yeah. Going
back to it, I actually, and I'll tie that question into something you mentioned earlier, and you kind of apologized for it, but thinking of the student as the customer or the consumer, and actually, that's a pretty empowering place to put the student, because as customers, we walk into a store. And we have salespeople who come up to us and they'll pander to us, right? They're doing things to try to make our lives better. And that's the same mentality that we should be having with our students.
Exactly.
And there's that age-old question that students ask every single teacher, every single year of their lives, which is, why am I learning this today? When will I ever use this? To me, that is not just a flippant student, you know, making an offhanded comment. To me, that's actually a very sincere student who is asking an educator, please, please tell me, why am I learning this today? Because if you can tell me, I'll walk through walls to learn it. But
exactly.
If you can't, I'm going to check out.
Exactly.
Going back to Precision Exams, Precision Exams was a company that I started in 2006.
Ah.
And since we've merged with U-Science at that point.
Got it. Okay.
Today.
Yeah. Got it.
And the purpose there was not testing. Testing, is not my favorite thing in the world.
Getting that impression.
We were focused on certifications. And certifications, the whole purpose there is to validate that somebody has learned something and connect that to a career. And we found early on, years and years ago, through lots and lots of research that has proven this over time, that when you connect a student and their learning to that career and make it tangible, which is what a certification does, light bulbs go off for the student. And again, every academic indicator increases for the positive. And so, you know, our intent was to take that same concept of connecting through certifications and now make that process richer and deeper and fuller so that we could go all the way from middle school where they may not be earning certifications, but now they can discover who they are and guide them into the right program so they can earn certifications. When we found that we did that, of course, it creates an upward cycle. If you get a kid who has these natural aptitudes into a pathway that resonates with that natural aptitude, then they naturally do better at it. They naturally have a connection with the educator who also likes that topic and has a natural aptitude for it. So there's an instant connection between the educator and the student. There's also this positive connection between the student and their peers, because now they're in a group with like-minded individuals who are all kind of striving towards the same thing, that pressure is an upward pressure that then helps them achieve higher and earn the certification. Once they earn that is a huge positive reinforcement to that individual student that they have worth, that there's something cool there for them. And now we've just created this upward spiral for education, which for too long, it's been a downward cycle and spiral. And so we were able to reverse that. And then, you know, you talked about the results of that. The results are off the chart. Dr. Miles, I think, just hit on the briefest parts of those. But when you look across the country, when you get a student into the right pathways, Graduation rates across the country increase 13 percentage points when we can do that.
Absolutely.
For at-risk students, it jumps as high as 30 percentage points. If we want to really change the way that education is done and also our economic outcomes, that's the way to do it. We can do it in a heartbeat. I can stand in front of any governor's office and any legislature and pound my fist on the table and say, if you want to get a higher graduation rate, get students into these types of programs. It makes a difference, period.
As Dr. Miles knows, okay, equity is my thing. Okay, we are the American Consortium for Equity and all that sort of stuff. Okay, and I can do it, but I'd rather hear it from you. And we got about 5 minutes left. Put it into an equity point if you can. I may ask if we have time. I'm going to ask Dr. Miles to do the same thing, but it's an equity thing.
Absolutely. And Dr. Miles, I'll leave you plenty of time to do it. But
the equity issue is
absolutely foundational here. When we are looking at individual students outside of the realm of aptitudes, and we're looking at what are they interested in, or what are they, you know, what are they inherently want to do just by asking them, the data shows us that we end up steering students towards the stereotypical types of careers that we put in these stereotypes. And there's a couple of reasons for it. The data is astronomical. We did a study in the state of Georgia with over 103,000 students across all different racial types, all different genders, of course. And the data was that based on the top 50 career recommended choices that students would receive by doing an interest survey versus an aptitude survey, 80% of the students, based on interest, went into social sciences, arts, entertainment, those types of jobs. Very stereotypical. However, zero of the top 50 choices for students went towards the most economically in-demand jobs in the country. Computer sciences, manufacturing, logistics, those types of things, construction. However, when we looked on it on an aptitude base, only 20% of the students were guided towards the social and artistic careers, and 54% were guided towards the economically in-demand careers. When we looked at that same data and flipped it to look at gender, of course, the young women in picking, if they were choosing for themselves, meaning just based on their interests, computer technology, only 12% of young women thought that they would have wanted to go towards computer science.
That's silly.
Manufacturing, only 7%. Construction, only 6%. And, of course, the boys were much higher than that. But when we looked at it from an aptitude perspective, those numbers leveled out, of course, because young women, of course, have just as much aptitude towards computer technology as the young men do.
Of course they do.
And construction and manufacturing and all of these great things.
And everything.
And when we
and
look
everything.
At, yeah, when we look at it on a racial standpoint, the same thing held true. And so what we're able to do is tell that student who may come from a disadvantaged situation where they don't see the full breadth. They've never had an uncle, an aunt, a parent, a brother, a sister, a neighbor who has never been a computer scientist. How in the world are they ever going to have an interest in that? But now
you've got to expand their world.
We can roll it back, and we can say, you have the aptitudes to do this amazing thing. And that changes everything.
And I'll tell you, I want to give Dr. Todd a few seconds here before we leave. Dr. Miles Clifton. But I just wanted to say, okay, it's the same thing we have here. I live in rural Maine, not ultra rural, but rural enough, and the kids aren't exposed to as many things as they should be. It's the same everywhere. I know it's the same down in the counties where you are. You want to fill in that equity thing? We got about 2 minutes left. Clifton, Dr. Miles, equity.
Yes,
as you
I definitely
see it down
wanted
there.
To. I wanted to fill in the equity question, in reference to being a historically black college, we serve our current population, we're 80% African American, 13% white, 1% Hispanic, and 1% Asian. What's important about that is that we have a prime opportunity to put students in industries that are underrepresented. What is powerful about it is that we have females going into welding and facilitating opportunities where you would not see African-American women working in welding. We have African-American students going into computer science where they're not represented as much.
That's right.
In partnership with Tennessee State University where we are doing an exceptional program around that. We have a we just created a lineman program where you wouldn't see as many minority students going into lineman, and we have an overwhelming excitement around that. CDL program that we just launched, and we already have 100 people on the list ready to start the CDL program. So what we're doing at Denmark Technical College is opening up the industry to see differences in opportunities for all people, not just a certain type of a particular race or everybody has
or
an
gender.
Opportunity
race,
to
gender, whatever.
Dots.
Yeah, yeah.
Race
socioeconomic.
Or gender. And so you got it. You said it all. And that is what is important about the work. That is our mission. That is the mission that we had 75 years ago. We celebrate our 75th anniversary as a technical
Happy
college.
Birthday.
We're only 12 two-year historically black colleges in the nation.
Wow.
We're one of the 12. And so this is the work that we all do. We try to provide the opportunities to give students to become entrepreneurs, to be able to launch into careers and opportunities that they may not see their faces, but they know they have the skill set. And so when we look at that certification opportunities, when we look at giving them the youth science experience, when we look at supporting them in the Panther Pathway, that is what we're doing to ensure that our students have the level of success. We're not launching you out there and pushing you out in the world and say you don't have a foundation of support to be able to be successful. That is what Denmark Tech's story is, and it has been for 75 years.
Happy, first of all, happy three-quarters of a century, and congratulations, and that was well said, my friend. It really was.
Thank you. And it's
time we got all that done. And both of you are working together. I could talk forever, but I got to go. I'm running out of time. So, Edson, thank you. I'll be in touch with you. This is a really interesting company you have. Is that okay? Can I call you?
Yeah, absolutely. Larry, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure. Okay?
And hey, thank you so much.
Dr. Miles, thank you. Keep up the good work down there. And I'm sorry we didn't meet Dr. Todd, but someday we will, okay? Guys, take
Please
it easy.
Do.
Be safe.
Please do.
Okay? Thank you both.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody. We got to go in just a second or two. We're going to archive this show at ace-ed.org. Please share it. Okay, you can check out our SEL Today, socialemotionallearningtoday.org, SELtoday.org as well. ace-ed.org is the other one. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Again, it's uscience, Y-O-U, uscience.com. If you want to learn more, it's Denmark Technical College, okay, down in South Carolina. Thanks for listening.